Connor inside to Malouda. Malouda to Tumavave. Tumavave back inside. And they are just going to be held up again. Logan was waiting for the pass on the outside.
Richie, how good is his defence from the Giants?
And it is taken eventually. And is this going to be a dropout? We're going to find out. Goes to the screen.
Tell you what, Albert Kelly thinks he scored this. Has that been sensational defence from the Huddersfield Giants?
He's back with Brough. Brough with a drop-off pass. And it's a try for the Huddersfield Giants. And it's Daniel Smith, the man playing at loose forward this afternoon. Gets the opening points of the game. Huddersfield 4, Hull 0. Here's Danny Brough. Pops over the extras as you'd expect him to do. And a Huddersfield lead Hull by 6 points to nil. 16 minutes gone on the clock. The gap, it's now in the arms of Kelly. He puts the ball in. And is that a try for Hull? Have they touched this one down? Hull, yes, the answer is. There's a question because Robert Hicks says, yes, that's a try. It's Primo who makes it 6-4. Still in favour of the Huddersfield Giants.
Jake Connor here trying to level up from the sideline. He likes it.
It's good. Perfect height on that one. 6 points apiece. To the left-hand side. That wasn't the best kick from Gaskell. It doesn't matter because Aaron Murphy has taken it. All defence there, just caught napping. And Murphy gets the second try of the game for the Giants. They now lead 10-6. They do indeed, as Brough adds the extras. 12-6 the scoreline, 10 to go. Great opportunity here for the Giants as they are on the point. They're through again. They walk through, and that was easy. Easy as you like for the Huddersfield Giants. Don't want to take anything away from Huddersfield. Hull's defence, though, seem to be asleep. And that is another try for the Huddersfield Giants. Their third of the game. And it's Jordan Rankin. It is indeed 3-3 for Danny Brough. 18 points to 6, though, Lee.
Brough might slot, there, he might slot this. Brough, he'll slot this.
With Brough, and he does go for the one-pointer. He gets the one-pointer. And that is 19 points to 6 as we approach half-time. 13 men who've defended resolutely in this first half. That's the half-time hooter. Giants 19, Hull 6. For the drop, gives it out wide.
Try time.
The man, Darnell McIntosh, in acres of space. Lovely pass there from Jake Wardle. Just had to get hold of the ball, pass it quickly, and McIntosh is in. Deserves that try, and extends the Huddersfield lead to 23 points to 6.
Brophy from Brough. The sideline.
That's the extras. 25 points to 6. Wasn't the best pass to Kelly, but he gets the ball outside. They are just held up. Oh, they're not. No, it's going to be a try for Hull. And eventually they've managed to get over it. It's quick play. And I didn't think it was the best of pass, and Malouda somehow has come up with a try. Connor adds the extras, and we're back. 25 points to 12 the scoreline here. We're on this wing. It's in the arms of Darnell McIntosh. He's got space on the outside. He's in! Second try of the night for Darnell McIntosh. They'll go to the big screen.
Yeah, that's try time. The hand's got there. Yep, that's a four-pointer. That's certainly now his game over.
And it is a try to Huddersfield. And they now lead by 29 points to 6.
Against this, would you as well? The crowd will tell us. The crowd will tell us. Just to the left-hand side, but he's been absolutely outstanding to Albert Kelly.
Inside to Houghton. And they're going to score here, are they, as he held up? See what referee Rob Hicks says.
He's given a try, is he?
Try. Well, it's a third Hull FC try. They now trail 29-16 with about 4 minutes to go.
Yeah, Tolly.
Big G back to the drum. The hooter goes. Huddersfield Giants 29, Hull FC 18.